Welcome to the midweek devotion, Coffee with Ann. I excitedly just looked at the potential snow in the Southeast Weather Post. Much to my disappointment, the so-called snow will only fall in the extremes of North Georgia. Of course, it will be freezing cold here in Johns Creek, but no snow. Well, okay. Cold weather urges me towards something warm and cozy and a fire in the fireplace. The answer, coffee, with plenty of half and half and a blanket across my lap. Hope you are warm and cozy as you listen to this morning's thoughts. Psalm 112, verse 7. He is not afraid of bad news. His heart is firm, trusting in the Lord. This verse has been comforting in recent days. It reminds me that trusting in the Lord can free me to rest and leave situations out of my power to change in His very capable hands. I know I can do that because He has clearly explained in Isaiah 55:8-9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours and my thoughts than your thoughts. To be honest, this last week has been filled with events that have given me pause. Division, most of us never thought we would see in this country. I have always thought of the United States as a place where God's presence, love, and reconciliation has, despite slow progress in some key areas, always had a unique opportunity to prosper. I shared my thoughts, my hope that the hugeness of division displayed in the events of Wednesday and those last summer would wake every American to the reality of injustice. I hope that those who have the privilege of leadership would truly see the hurt and pain and disappointment, discouragement that lays at the feet of so many and remember the courage, the sacrifice, virtually all our ancestors experienced to come to this country. My mother's family came from Germany in the late 1800s as a result of persecution of Catholics, and my father's lineage was begun by two brothers who left Ireland during the potato famine. And then there was loving and wise Maud. Her family, who at some point in time were forced here to live through the humiliation and inhumane treatment of slavery. Much of the same fears were still in place as she grew up on a tenant farm picking cotton for the landowner. Yet, thankfully, she lived to see the beginnings of change with the civil rights movement led by Dr. King and the education and steps toward liberty taken by her children and grandchildren. From a child picking cotton with a third grade education to a granddaughter with multiple degrees to two great-grandchildren graduating from university. We have so much more work to do, and it will not be done unless we, you and me, can give love and care, acceptance and respect to all those in our small corner of this nation. It is a ground-up movement led by a ground-up man, Jesus, whose message of active, involved, and peaceful love was laid out for us 2,000 years ago. Can we do it? Yes. Let us all, please, be a model for our leaders. Let us pray that their hearts will be touched, their eyes opened, their hearts humbled, their pride released. Today I would like to close with the Serenity Prayer, one many people find centering. It reminds us of our responsibilities, yet also who is really in charge. The first four lines are those most familiar to us, but this morning in closing, I would like to read the entire prayer. Let us pray. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. Courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardships as the pathway to peace, taking as He did this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it. Trusting that He will make all things right if I surrender to His will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with Him forever and ever in the next. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.